Okay. All right. Great. So this past week's parsha was Parshas Chayesara. The majority of the parsha deals with Eliezer finding a caliph for Yitzchak. And as Rashi points out, the length and the attention that is given to this incident is very unique. For example, the sign that Eliezer makes with Hashem, the girl that comes along, and I'll ask her for a drink, and she'll offer the drink for myself and for the camels as well. That will be the girl that you have chosen for Yitzchak. That sign is repeated three times. Once when Eliezer makes the sign with Hashem, once when it actually happens, and then a third time when Eliezer repeats it to Lavan and Bethuel. And Rashi says, here this is repeated so many times, and there are major halachas that we learn from just an extra letter in the Torah. So Rashi brings a chazal that definitely needs explanation. Many commentaries have offered their commentary on this chazal. The chazal say, Yofa sichoson shel avdei avos mitoroson shel banim. That the idle talk of the slaves of our forefathers is more beautiful than the Torah of their offspring, because the idle talk of Eliezer is repeated time and again, whereas the Torah, where some halachas are just hinted to. So yafa sichoson shel avdei avos mitoroson shel banim. The idle talk of the slaves of our forefathers are more beautiful than the Torah of their offspring. And obviously, this needs, this requires explanation. How can one possibly say that the idle talk of the slaves of our forefathers are more valuable than the Torah, than our Torah? That definitely cannot be taken literally. So, I'd like to try to explain this according to a Sfas Emes. In this past week's parasha, the Sfas Emes comments on a pasuk where Eliezer is speaking to Hashem, and he says, "Asei chesed em Adoni Avraham." Please do a kindness with my master Avraham, and he's beseeching Hashem to come through with this sign that he has made with Hashem. Asei chesed em Adoni Avraham, do a kindness with my master Avraham. Ask the Sfas Emes, why does Avram need chesed? Avram needs kindness? Chesed means when someone is undeserving. So then that person, Hashem gives that person, even though he's undeserving, out of Hashem's attribute of chesed. But Avram Avinu doesn't need chesed. Avram Avinu has his own merit. Why did Eliezer ask Hashem to do a kindness with his master Avram? Why not ask Hashem to reward Avram for all the merit that Avram has? The Sfas Emes says that Avram Avinu had taught all of his household, including all of his servants, that there is nothing in the world that a person has or a person does that is not without Hashem's assistance, or that is not totally coming from the Rabbanu Shlomo. Everything that we have and everything that we do comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not only when it comes to materialistic matters, there is very obvious that everything that we have comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but even in spiritual matters, the fact that we're able to do mitzvahs, the fact that we're able to learn Torah and to daven, the fact that we're able to conquer our Yetzirah, is all with the koyach that Hashem gives us to do so. As Chazal say, Yitzroi Shel Adam is Gavad Olav V'chol Yoyim. The Yetzirah of a person would overcome him every day. Lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Yochol. If Hashem wouldn't help the person wouldn't be able to overcome the Yetzirah. So even in spirituality, everything that we have, all the levels that we have, all come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Avraham Avinu included in that the chesed that he does. Meaning, Avraham Avinu was able to teach his servants that the only reason he's able to do chesed with others is because Hashem is giving him the ability to do so. So what Eliezer was saying to Hashem, says the Sfas Emes, was, Ribbono Shel Olam, the world needs chesed. The world needs kindness. So I ask you, Hashem, asay chesed im Adoni Avraham. Please continue to do acts of kindness together with my master Avraham. Unlike the literal understanding, which is asay chesed im Adoni Avraham, do a chesed with my master. No, do chesed together with my master as you've been doing until now. Because we understand that all the chesed that our master has been doing is only with your assistance. Those are the words of the Sfas Emes. So what we see from the Sfas Emes is that even though we understand that everything we have, whether it's spiritual or physical, all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nevertheless, it's Asay Chesed Im Adoni Avraham. Hashem is only going to do this kindness together with Avraham. Meaning, when the initiative comes from Avraham, when Avraham decides that he wants to do Chesed, then Hashem will help him do the Chesed. And the same applies to anything we want to do. When we want to do Torah, when we want to learn Torah, at the end of the day, the Torah that we learn was with Hashem's assistance. When we decide that we want to overcome the Yetzirah, we at the end of the day, we understand that it was with Hashem's assistance. But that beginning, that the awakening has to come from us. The person has to do their portion, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam fills in the rest. And that is even by spirituality. And the truth is that the same applies to Gashmias, the same applies to materialism. That we know a person has to do Ishtadlis, right? If a person sits back and does nothing, he's not going to have anything. A person is obligated to do Ishtadlis, the person is obligated to do to do something to be able to make a living when it comes to shidduchim, to be able to find a shidduch, so on and so forth, in all matters of materialism, a person needs to do ishtadlis, and only then can Hashem's bracha. And Hashem's that is when Hashem's assistance comes into play, as it says in the pasuk, "Uveirachecha Hashem alekecha b'chol maase yodecha." Hashem will bless you in all of your handiwork, but there's got to be handiwork in order for Hashem to bless you. Right, but unless you sit down to the Gemara, Hashem's opening your heart is not going to accomplish anything. My father always tells the story of a pastor that walked past a yard that was totally neglected. And it was an atrocious sight. There was the grass and the weeds were growing over the fence. It was just a terrible sight. A couple of years later, the pastor walks by this same yard, and there's a beautiful garden with cucumbers growing and tomatoes growing, and it was just a beautiful garden. And he sees the gardener working on the garden. So he says to the gardener, "Oh, this is a pretty nice garden you and the Lord put together." And to which the gardener responds, "Oh yes, and you should have seen it when the Lord had it all to himself." Unless the person does the ishtadlis, unless the person does whatever the person's part, then there is nothing for which Hashem's assistance or bracha. There's nothing for it to take effect upon. So what we see here is that both in areas of ruchnius and areas of gashmius, at the end of the day, everything that we have comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything that we do comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the beginning, the initiative has to be ours, both in ruchnius and the gashmius. We have to do the hishtadlus. That is Risa de Lasata. Yeah. Yes. Now, we need to understand. We understand very well why in Ruchnius, why we have to do our share. I mean, that is why we're here. That's why we're here in this world. Right? As we know, the neshamas exist above and bask in the glory of the Shechina. And the Ribbono Shel Olam could have left it that way. But Hashem wanted us to be able to deserve that reward. That it shouldn't be an ahamed chesufa, as it says in the Zohar. It shouldn't be shameful bread. When somebody gets something without earning it, the person is embarrassed to accept it. Hashem wanted us to earn it, to deserve it. So the whole purpose of creation was that we should do our portion. We should make the initiative when it comes to serving Hashem, when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to overcoming our Yetzer Hara, so on and so forth. That we understand. We understand why we have to do our part. But when it comes to Gashmius, when it comes to areas of materialism, what is the point? Why is it, since at the end of the day, everything we have comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, why is it necessary for us to make Ishtadlus? All it causes is that we should think, Koichi v'oitzim yodi osali yisachayel hazeh. It makes us think that it's all our own power and that we did it all ourselves. Instead, why doesn't everything just come to us prepared in Gashmius, that we should all understand that it all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam? What is the point of Hishtadlus, of doing our part when it comes to Gashmius? By Ruchnius, it's very well understood. By Gashmius, we need explanation. And I think the simple answer is, and this really, this is a rule that applies to all concepts, is that Gashmius, in general, is merely a metaphor for Ruchnius. Meaning, we are physical people, and we are affected, and we are influenced by physical things. If everything would come to us easily in Gashmius, without our own Ishtadlus, then we probably wouldn't take the initiative to do our part in Ruchnius either. We would automatically become, we would become, what's the right word? Complacent. Yes, that's the word I was looking for. We'd automatically become complacent. comfortable with the way things are, and we wouldn't search, and we wouldn't find it necessary or feel the necessity for doing our hishtadlus when it comes to ruchnius. So truly, the truth is that in gashmius, it shouldn't be necessary. But the way the Rabbeinu Shlalom made all gashmius as a metaphor for ruchnius, it's a mashal. And when we are doing our hishtadlus by gashmius, we are to understand that this is a mashal, this is a metaphor for our ruchnius. Just like we have to do our hishtadlus by gashmius, and if we don't do the hishtadlus, we're not going to get the siyata d'shmaya. We're not going to have that assistance from heaven. The same will apply to ruchnius. If we don't do our part, then obviously we're not going to have the Rabbeinu Shlalom's assistance. The problem is that we get so caught up in the mashal. We get so caught up in the metaphor. And we get so caught up in our hishtadlus when it comes to gashmius that we don't even bother seeing the message. We don't even bother seeing the nimshal, the moral. Understanding this is all just a metaphor. This is not the point. The point is to learn from this how great our hishtadlus needs to be when it comes to areas of avodas Hashem, when it comes to areas of gashmius. And perhaps this is why Chazal tell us that kalama kabbalah of oil Torah ma'avirin mimeni oil derech eretz. Chazal say that if somebody accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, then the yoke of Parnassah is taken away from the person. The reason is the entire yoke of Parnassah is only for the sake of getting the message. It's only for the sake of learning from the Parnassah what our hishtadlus needs to be when it comes to Torah and Avodah. But on the Kabbalah of all Torah, if somebody got the message already, and somebody understands how much we have to invest ourselves in Torah, so then Hashem can take away the yoke of Derech Eretz. Now it can all come easily, the way it should be. Perhaps this is what the Zohar HaKadosh is referring to. The Zohar HaKadosh says, on the word, on the pasuk Bereishis, Bara Elohim es Hashemayim es Haaretz, says the Zohar that the word Bereishis is made up of two words, Beis Reishis, two beginnings. And according to the Zohar HaKadosh, the pasuk is saying Beis Reishis Bara Elohim, Hashem created two beginnings. What does the Zohar HaKadosh mean? The Zohar HaKadosh is saying that Hashem put into this world two types of beginnings, meaning there are two beginnings that we have to make. Es Hashemayim, there is a, when it comes to heavenly matters, we have to make the beginning, we have to take the initiative, we have to do the initial investment, investing ourselves into the Avodas Hashem, and only then do we have Siyata D'Shemayah, but we have to make the beginning, the Es Haaretz. And then when it comes to Gashmias, Hashem also created that we should have to make the beginning, that we should have to make that the original Hishtadlis. Continues the Pasuk, V'Haaretz, but you should know that the beginning of Aretz HaYisutoyu V'Avoyu is really void and empty. It's really all a mashal. It's really all a metaphor. The purpose here is Shemayim. That's the purpose. Now, it's known from the Torah that we are called Bonim to Hashem. We're called Hashem's children. As it says, Bonim Atam Hashem Alekeichem. And we're called Avodim. We're called servants. Kili b'nei Yisrael Avodim. Now, ordinarily, we are led to think that serving Hashem as a child is a loftier type of service. It's a service out of love, rather than the service of a servant, which is a service out of fear. But there is an advantage to the service of a servant over the service of a child. And that is that a child is accustomed to getting whatever they need, whether they're deserving or not. A parent gives the child whatever they want or whatever they need, whether the child is deserving or not. Whereas a servant has to deserve. If the servant wants something from his master, the servant has to deserve it. Our service of the Rabbeinu Shleilam has to be in a way that we have to understand that we are not going to get the siyata deshmaya, we are not going to get that assistance from above unless we deserve it. That has to be our approach to Avodas Hashem. If we're going to approach our Avodas Hashem like a child to a parent, then we're going to have the attitude of why invest why exert myself to make the tircha? My father is going to give me whatever I need anyway. And this point is what Eliezer brought out when he said, "Ma'aseh chesed im Adoni Avram." Do chesed together with my master Avram, because Avram understands that the Rabbeinu Shleilam is not going to assist him unless he does the chesed with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And on this Chazal say, Yafa sichosam shel avdei avos, it's better to talk about the avdus of the avos. It's better to talk about the servitude of the avos, that the avos served Hashem as servants, mitoirosan shel bonim, than to serve Hashem in a bonendig way, in a manner of children. Meaning, instead of meaning the Torah of the children, it means Torah's bonim. It means the way children serve Hashem. Yofasi chosan shal avdei avos mitorosan shal bonim. The talking about the avdus of the avos is more beautiful than approaching Avodas Hashem expecting to get Siyata Dishmaya without investing the Avodah that we're obligated to invest. Right. So I believe that is the message here of Yafa Sichosan Shal Avde Avas Mitarosan Shal Bonim. And the Rabbeinu Shem should help us that we should. Yes, he should help us, but we, in the schus of our investing, our koiches, we should be zoicha to the siyata d'shmaya, both in ruchnias and in gashmias, and we should, the Rebbe Shem should bless us, b'chol mila d'meitiv, with everything, with all brachas of ruchnias and gashmias. I'll share with you one more word. What was that?